Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
You know what I saw last night? National Football League.
Yes. And of course, there has to be a controversy with the headsets.
I mean, they just got off this Deflategate. Now all this stuff about stealing plays. Everybody's like, oh, the Patriots are cheaters. And they're like, no, we don't cheat. And the very first game of the year, you're the only game on national TV, and the headsets stop working for the other team. Your balls just have to be so inflated to do something like that.
Your Houston Texans and the Kansas City Chiefs.
My last play is Chiefs plus 1.5. I'd probably like it up to a pick 'em. I just think the Chiefs, you know, I think they've got a little bit more offensively.
If you fancy yourself a playoff team, it's a team you better beat.
Because this is a team you're going to be fighting for a wild card spot with.
Both these teams are going to be in the hunt at the end. But from a Texans perspective, it's a game you need to win.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at A.J. is the real, at Jongi Football, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first 2 hours, you missed R.J. Bell, you missed NFL picks, you missed college picks, you missed a whole bunch of good stuff. But fortunately, you could still get it all. Just go to podcastarena.com where you get our full show podcasts. You can also listen to us on TuneIn Radio. You can listen to us on the ESPN Radio app or your regular radio or ESPN975.com.
Regular radio? What's that?
That's what I use still. So I'm old school.
You are AJ. Old school. You're the Barry Warner of our show.
Okay. Okay. I don't know what you mean. One thing that nobody's brought up about this headset thing, which Mark Schlereth brought up in a tweet that he just did. Somebody asked him, what's your opinion on the headsets from last night? He said, it's pouring rain and you're dealing with electronics. Happens in every stadium. No big deal. Nobody's really mentioned the fact that it was raining the whole time. And rain and electronics don't go together very well.
Yeah.
That part, too. But anyway. 713-780-ESPN. We're going to do Jong's picks in a minute, but first let's grab a phone call because we got Lamont on hold. What's up, Lamont?
Lamont.
Lamont? Damn.
Sports, Lamont.
Lamont always talks in a super deep voice. That's how I was going to know if it was really him
or another Lamont. But yeah. He's not there, so after he waited all that time. I went to him. Yes, I went to him right away. First chance I could.
He's going to write a blog about you.
Yeah. Oh, well.
You're a real a-hole because you don't like to interact.
I have more problems than that.
Yeah.
In fact, I probably need a therapist to play golf with who can actually.
Like Arian?
Yeah. Yeah. Something like that. All right.
Arian got right. He got his life right thanks to that therapist.
I believe him.
Saved the day, man.
It's better in the long run for Gatsby. Okay, yeah. Jong has his college and pro picks, so he can play
bum,
this game.
Bum, 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 bum.
So, let's hear them.
Oh, all right. All right, Jong.
My history of sports betting, when we got those free accounts.
You blew it all on blackjack.
No. This is after I reloaded.
Oh, okay.
I played for a couple of years, and I lost my ass.
Okay.
It seemed like about 70-80% of my picks went the other way. Even though that I thought I went with a lot of your picks, I probably didn't go with the ones that went you know, your way. I lost my ass.
I
quit. So, reason for the music.
All right. Well, welcome back.
Okay, so, wait a minute. So, we're enabling you.
Well, I'm not going to actually bet.
Okay. Who's in there, John?
Michelle.
Oh, okay. Hi, Michelle.
She blew a kiss.
Oh, Michelle, that's gross. I'm a married man.
Hey, you guys, you know, if you want to
have some tact,
if you want to go hang out for a few minutes, I can handle the show. Jong and I can do this. We're cool.
Okay, with that being said, my college picks, I'm going to take my first one. I'm going to take Ohio State minus 42 against Hawaii. And my reasoning.
No wonder you're losing.
No.
Who takes 42 point favorites as their first pick?
I take 42 points because Hawaii, this game kicks off 2:30. Our time, 3:30 Ohio, you know, in Columbus.
Okay.
9:30 Hawaii time kickoff would be the body clock.
That is a negative body clock.
But remember,
no,
that's every Hawaii game that they don't play in Hawaii.
But is against the defending national champions, right. And I think Ohio State can cover the 42.
All right.
My second one is going to be Rice covering the 14. Now,
I like
Bevo,
that as well.
Yeah, Bevo's probably going to like me taking Rice because all my picks go the other way.
You're a loser.
I'm a loser.
I don't like that you're on that game because I'm on that game.
In my last pick, I'm going to take, I think Vanderbilt's really bad. I'm
going to
take Georgia minus 21.5.
I actually like that one.
See, I don't like it at 21.5.
I don't like the half. 21. I don't like the half. The hook there worries me, but Vandy is absolute garbage. All right.
Now for my NFL picks, I'm going to go against RJ. I'm going to take the Packers minus 6.5 against the Bears just because some of the other stats that he had on his notes, the Bears have only covered 11 of the last 32 games against the spread and are 4 of the last 18 at home have covered the spread.
I'll be honest, I don't mind them under 7.
Yeah, I don't either. If it's outside of 7, I'd go the other way.
And that's the number I have when RJ gave us the notes. That's the number that came with it, 6.5, minus 6.5. And I'm going to take KC plus 1, Andy Reid 62% against the spread. And I agree with AJ. The Chiefs just have a better offense, and I can't see Houston scoring that much to keep up with the Chiefs. Even though, I mean, I'm not going to say the Chiefs' offense isn't that great anyway, but it's a lot better than the Texans. And my last pick is going to be Buffalo plus 2.5.
All right.
Okay. Solid picks.
Little breaking news.
Yes.
Did you see that Mark Teixeira lost for the season?
Did not see that.
It's a blow to one of the contenders in the American League. Mark Teixeira, who's got 31 bombs on the year. Not bad. 79 batted in. Out for the rest of the season, has a fracture in his right leg. He fouled it off his leg August 17th. Initial test showed only a bone bruise. Then they MRI'd it again on Friday, today, and they decided, oh, yeah, your leg's broken. We've been trying to figure out why it wasn't healing. Today we found out. He'll be on crutches for the next month. Doctor said it'll take at least 3 months to recover, but he should be ready for spring training.
I'm sorry to see that because I like, you know, I don't have any hatred for the Yankees, but as a Jays fan, oh well.
Well, it helps. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
It doesn't hurt.
No doubt.
All right. 713-780-ESP is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. We'll do phone calls next segment because we tried. We tried, but right now I want to talk about FanDuel. And week one is here, man. It's time. FanDuel's the leader in one-week fantasy football with more winners and payouts than any other site to pan out over $75 million a week this football season. You guys need to get you some of that, and I know you're good enough. Building a team is easy. You just pick your players, stand at the salary cap, and then you just watch your team win. And entry fees start as low as a dollar. Anyone can play. And we're going to be doing these listener leagues every week. Unfortunately, if you missed out on this one, it's full. 250 people, 250 blitzers are going to be competing, and the winner's going to take down $200. So all for a $5 investment. We'll do it again next week. We'll do it every week. In fact, mid-season, we're going to have a big dollar one so you can win some real money too. So build up your bankroll and get ready for that. But if you didn't get in on that, you can play any one of their games from $1 up to however much you want to play for. Get signed up now. Go to FanDuel.com, click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, use my code FOWER and sign up. Special offer for new users. For every dollar you deposit, FanDuel's going to match it with up to $200. It gets earned as you play. That's a bonus of up to $200. The offer is only good for the first 50 people that use my code FOWER today. Don't forget to use the code FAOUR. FanDuel.com, where every day is a new season. That's FANDUEL.com. Sign up today.
The Blitz on ESPN. 97.5.
And with the local DBC news, LL Cool J with a triumphant comeback. Morris, but tonight,
don't call it a comeback. Texas Rice College Football, 7 p.m. Saturday on ESPN 97.5.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN's your number. All right. I want to get some phone calls in. This is a segment to do it. I'm going to give Lamont one more try. If he's not there this time, he gets banned for life. Or at least for a week. He'll be there. Sup, Lamont?
Hey, man, can y'all hear me?
No, we got you. We got you.
Okay. Fred, this is pretty much directed towards you, but you can chime in, to AJ. When you was at the Chronicle, did anybody ever come up to you with the innovative idea of creating a whole section for Akeem or Bagwell or Biggio?
What do you mean? Just
a whole section in the Chronicle dedicated to those guys?
We did.
Either one.
Well, yeah, we did. When Biggio had his 3,000th hit, it was the entire section.
No. Okay, what I'm getting to is, I'm guessing the Chronicle is pushing out a whole section for J.J. White, and it's reoccurring.
Hey, I'm not following you.
Are you talking about in the Chronicle now? There's a whole section of J.J. Watt stuff.
From what I've been hearing on the other stations, and then someone reminded me of it today, that within the sports section there's going to be a J.J. Watt section.
Wow. Well,
what I think that is probably their football preview section, which will probably have J.J. Watt on the cover.
Can you look into it and find it out for me? Because from what Seth and Mike was talking about, it's pretty much, and, you know, I'm not knocking anybody hustle. If it gets clicks, but that seems a little bit cheesy, man, to have a whole section of
I don't know. I will talk. I'm having lunch with John McClain tomorrow, so I'll find out directly. But it sounds like that's just their football preview section that they do. They do their big NFL section. Now, I don't know. They don't do them the way we used to. We used to do 120-page sections and stuff. I know they don't do that anymore. But I'm sure it's just their Texans preview, and he's on the cover. I don't think it's a whole section of J.J. Watt, but I don't work there anymore, so I don't know for sure. But I'll find out.
I don't even remember the last time I picked up a paper, like an actual newspaper from the Chronicle that I could hold in my hands.
I have not since. I can't tell you the last time I bought one. I get USA Today a few times a week. I'll stop by whenever I'm on my way in and I want to grab a Gatorade or something. I always pick up USA Today.
Yeah.
But honestly, I hate to say this because I spent a lot of my life there. I don't need one word of that newspaper to prep for this show. And that's kind of scary because we're in Houston, Texas. And there's never anything in there that I haven't already read on Twitter, I haven't already seen on ESPN.com or one of the other websites. And that frustrates me because that never happened before. And they just don't have the resources they used to have.
Well, I mean, it's also the internet has kind of changed.
Well, that's the thing. And the internet has changed it. But, you know, I wish there was more compelling stuff.
What newspapers, I think the mistake newspapers make is they make it where you've got to be a subscriber to see their online content.
And that's the best
that's
stuff.
That's never going to work.
It's never going to happen. I'm not paying for it.
Because I can get all the information you're asking me to pay for, I can get it all for free somewhere else.
Yeah. And
what you need to do is make it free to everybody, sell ad space on your webpage.
But that was what they tried to do, and they lost their ass on it. The problem is they've gone to this premium content too late. They should have done that in the beginning. If they'd done that in the beginning, then it would have worked because it still works for ESPN, although I don't do Insider anymore either.
Yeah.
But, you know, that was the business model that worked. They didn't do that. So, but I'll find out what exactly it is. But, you know, I honestly, I don't know, but I'm guessing it's just their football preview section. And I'm sure it's not all J.J. Watt. But we used to do, when we did special sections, we did, when Andre Ware won the Heisman, we did an entire section on that. We did an entire section on Biggio's 3,000th hit. You know, kind of chronicling his entire career. So we've done sections on individuals before, but special sections were something that we used to do before baseball season, basketball season, you know, NFL, everything. We'd always do a special section, and there'd usually be a theme. Like one of them we had a guy draw all basically superhero cartoon covers for. That was really cool.
Nice.
And we did some amazing stuff. And, you know, this was a whole team thing, man. This wasn't me. We had great people doing it. But at the time when we were making a bunch of money, we could afford to do that because they'd sell the hell out of it. And we did some really cool stuff, but there was always a theme to it. There was always, you know, usually if you're going to focus on one play, like one at one point we had all these great quarterbacks in the city. I think it was when Andrew Luck was playing here. It's like Andrew Luck was one of the covers of the hype. So we did a quarterback theme. In this case, I mean, J.J. Watt's the story of the Texans, so I'm sure that it's just the cover. It's not the whole thing on him. And the cover story will be about him. But I don't know. I'll find out. I have people I can ask. In fact, I can probably text Jerome right now and ask him. He'll tell me. All right, let's grab another phone call. Joey, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Hey, sports fellas.
Sports to you.
So I just barely missed the R.J. Bell segment, and I've seen some people talk about this game a little bit online they really like. Georgia Southern plus +4 at home against Western Michigan. Just want to get your all thoughts on that. Have a great weekend.
I don't know if I have any thoughts. I mean,
Georgia Southern's pretty bad. I have no interest in that game.
It's not for me. I'll say this. Maybe it was Georgia State that I was seeing somebody was telling me to play. Somebody was suggesting like that there's a – maybe it was Georgia Southern.
No, I thought it was Georgia.
No, not that. Okay. I'm talking about somebody not on Twitter. Maybe it was Georgia Southern plus +4.5. But so I have a buddy who bets very big weekly, and he likes Georgia Southern, but I don't see anything there that makes me feel good about playing them.
Yeah, and I do think there might be a bounce factor with Western Michigan, who actually played pretty well week one. But
I'll take Georgia State plus +6.5 at New Mexico State.
I'll do that. So, but no opinion on that game. Sorry. 713-780.
And RJ wouldn't talk about that.
No, game. RJ.
That's a little off his range.
Yeah, RJ does.
We talked to him about the NFL almost exclusively.
Pretty much only does NFL. And honestly, if you're going to bring up a game, let's make it one that other people are going to be interested in, like LSU, Mississippi State. We haven't talked about. I have no opinion on that one either. But let's kind of make it a more broad, you know.
I mean, if there's value in it, I just don't,
yeah.
I don't
if
know
there's
what I see
if
the
there's value,
value,
but on a game like that, if there's value that we think that we see, we probably have already brought it up. But anyway, Gabriel, do you find Bleacher Report to be a reputable source for sports news?
It's getting better, I think.
It's better. They've tried. They've hired real people, but it's still a slideshow haven. And I and until it stops being that, I won't read it. So 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Yeah, well, I'm not saying that Brian T. Smith tweeted out that the Chronicle has an enormous 22-page special section devoted to J.J. Watt in Sunday's
22
paper.
Page?
You'll dig it a lot. I hate to tell you, 22 is not enormous. I mean, it is now.
On one guy?
Oh, I think we did a hell of a lot more than that on Biggio and guys like that. I don't remember. Been a long time.
22 pages seems like it's
overkill
on one guy.
Well, it's overkill, but I don't, you know, the thing is, not all 22 pages are going to be about him. There's going to be ads in there. I'm sure there's full page ads.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
HEB.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of HEB.
What's the energy company that he, I mean, all of them.
Yeah, it'll be one of him doing the
synchronized swimming.
Yeah. So the curling one, have you seen him doing the curling one?
I've seen them all. Cool. Right.
Yeah.
If I have a television, of course I've seen them all.
So anyway, well said, it's first I've heard of it. And I don't mean to, I'm just not involved with that world anymore. It's not my thing. I don't really keep up with them. I'm friends with a couple people there. Love Jerome, you know, love McLean, love Randy Harvey, who's a sports editor, and he and I are going to get together at some point soon, but I don't keep up with that stuff anymore. It's, you know. But, yeah, I wouldn't be interested in 22 pages on J.J. Watt. But
no, I don't got time for that.
But you know what? We used to overkill more than anybody. So I don't blame them. If you can't kill it, overkill it.
There you go.
We used to joke about we would just – well, I'm not going to get into that. We'll take a quick break. We come back. God knows where we'll go. It's a Friday. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
And we are back on the Blitz. This story just came across the woman who beat Serena. She had already called her travel agent to book her flight because she was playing Serena.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, he might have to change that.
Yeah.
I'd feel better about this if she were hot.
That'd be a pretty cool feeling, though.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Let's grab some phone calls. Andy, you are on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Sports.
Sports to you.
Yeah, I just wanted to get y'all's take on Arian Foster. If he comes back from this injury and gets injured again, do you think after this season he'll be waived or traded?
I almost think he's going
to
be let go after this season either way. I mean, unless he has another year like he did last year, and then that's entirely possible.
I would think the one caveat I'd throw out there is they could always redo his deal.
Yeah.
And he's scheduled to make way too much money next year. Even if you were to get the Arian that you got last year, that's too much money. So I would say the most likely thing is if he comes back healthy and plays enough, then they'll probably redo his deal. If he gets hurt, they'll probably redo his deal for something very inexpensive. So I would think he'd be back on a lesser, unless he just says, no, I'm not taking less money, and then they'll whack him.
If anybody's going to say something like that, I could see it being Arian.
I don't know. You just said he's all mature and whatnot.
Oh, right? That's true. Yeah. He's changed.
Yeah. Gatsby's dad. Let's try John. What's up, John?
What's going on?
Hey, sports, John.
Hey, so I was listening to y'all picks, and y'all always usually have some good insight. So I play the three-teamers, and the three-teamers, they pay out 6-1. So the three games I'm taking is Oakland over Cincinnati at home. I'm taking Baltimore over Denver because I just hate Kubiak. And I'm going to take Arizona over New Orleans because dome teams don't play good on the road. I want to know what y'all think.
I like those. I like actually like all of them, but I always tell people, I know parlays, they pay out 6-1, but they pay out 1-0 a lot more often than they pay out 6-1. So be careful.
Yeah, and the return, the 6-1 return isn't what the actual odds are to hit that. That's the thing. You're coming in short of that. So,
and what's cool is if you just play all three of them separate, I mean, you can make 2-1, which is still pretty cool.
Yeah. I'm okay with 2-1.
And you could still lose a game and still make 2-1.
Yeah. But you know what?
Or even if you lose two of them, you at least only lose part of the investment that, you know.
Well, the thing is, it's cool because, and RJ always says, if you're just playing recreationally and you want to do those, that's fine. I mean, I don't recommend them if you're going to be playing long term,
right?
And trying to make money long term. If you're just one of those guys who doesn't care, and you just want to try to win, you know, bet a little to win a good chunk, then that's fine. But it's not something that I do very often. And when I do it, it's usually because I've got one that I just think is a dead mortal lock. And I might tie that to another game. I never go more than three, though. But it's pretty rare when I do that. Let's try Jeremy real quick. What's up, Jeremy?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Sports is going on.
Hey, I was going to see what y'all think about taking the Eagles -3 and the over on 55.
More interested in the over, I think. I don't know. The problem is, and again, the same thing we said about last week, you need to see these teams play. I don't know what the Falcons are going to be. I like the coaching change, but I don't know if that's enough. I like some of the changes they made, but I just this team could be the same group. And let's face it, the Eagles have been through a lot of change, too.
Yep.
We all think the Eagles are going to be good, but would it shock you if, after chasing off Shady McCoy and all these guys – and changing quarterbacks to Sam Bradford, who has not played in essentially 2 years, that things could backfire on the Eagles? Would it shock you?
No.
So, yeah, I don't have a strong opinion on that game because, to me, there's too many unknowns. And you're taking a road favorite with a bunch of unknowns. So I would lean more to the over.
I just don't think it's good business betting against the Falcons in Atlanta. Especially giving up points to bet against them in Atlanta.
3 years ago, Falcons, yeah, but the last couple of years.
Even against the spread, though. I mean, they don't win all the time, but against the spread, they're still pretty good at home.
Yeah, I just, like I said, I can't. I if you want to play something, play the over. But 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Yeah, actually, that's not entirely accurate, according to RJ.
Mm-hmm.
Falcons, 6-20 straight up versus every team since 2013, 3-1 against Tampa Bay. That's straight up. It's not against the spread, so never mind. He doesn't have any spread numbers on here.
Yeah, they have lost their swagger a little bit at home, but they're still a pretty good against the spread team, I think. And I do think the Eagles are good, though. That's why I'm leaving that game alone.
Yeah, and again, you don't have to play them all. Yeah. And if you feel like you – don't let us talk you off of a game, and don't let us talk you off your parlay if that's what you –
That's what you're into.
But the most important thing is, if you have a strong opinion on something and you feel good about it, then don't let us talk you out of it. Go ahead and play it. But don't, you know, but if you also call and ask for our opinion and we don't tell you what you want to hear, then, you know, I don't get mad over that either. I would just say it's, I feel better about stuff when you guys make your own decisions based on the stuff that, you know, based on your own research, based on the things you do, and then based on what we talk about. That's all I ever do. I talk to people I trust. I do my own homework, and I get as much information as I can, and then I make it the most educated guess that I can possibly make. And that's all you need to do. So, yes, if you want our opinion on things, that's great. And I'm guessing you'll get more used to this as we move forward in football season. But we always go through every single game at 5 o'clock on Fridays in the NFL. And we do college generally at 4:30, did it at 4:45 today. But those will be there, and they'll be on the podcast. Yeah. So if you miss them, all you got to do is go to podcastarena.com. But we give you exactly what we just said about that game. We'll do every week at 5 o'clock. So there you go. Now you know. We're underway for the Argos in Hamilton.
Now. Oh, boy.
From Rogers Center.
Tell me again, what's your angle on this one?
Basically, these two teams played 5 days ago. In Hamilton. Hamilton mauled them.
Gave them that work.
Yeah.
What's the number today?
Toronto now at home, +3.5. That number is way too low for a team that just got beat 48-14 by the same group. But this is one of those things that goes back to my horse racing days. Never be last race oriented. Never be last game oriented.
But isn't overall, and then you say
Hamilton's probably the best team in the East, but they're Toronto's really good too. They're right there with them. Yeah. A lot of things went wrong in that game in Hamilton. Hamilton is absolutely almost unbeatable at home. And Toronto got off to a bad start, had some mistakes early, game got out of hand. And now the motivational factor for Hamilton is almost gone because they've won the season series, so they're going to win a heads-up tiebreaker for winning the division. This is their only real rival in there. And if you're Toronto, I see a big bounce back tonight. So I like them +3.5, even though they just got beat by the same team 48-14. There's just a lot of reason to look the other way here from a motivational factor. And, you know, it's funny because I just did this chapter about physical and mental game.
Yeah.
That'll be in the book. And it's specifically used an example like this of why a team that just got beat 48-14 is only a 3.5-point dog. But being in Toronto, we'll see. I may be wrong about it. I didn't go crazy with it. It's a pretty small bet. I'm so focused now on NFL and college that this is where I tend to start. Well, it makes perfect sense to do less CFL because, frankly, you know, we got college and NFL now.
All right, guys. Got to tell you about the Richmond Bone and Joint Clinic. They're part of the UT Physicians Group. I've been telling you about them for a long time. And if you find yourself hurt, you're banged up, you're still trying to do the things you did when you were younger, but you don't have the same body, you need to know about these guys. They can help you get back in shape. Part of UT Physicians Group. They've been recognized for their academic and medical achievements. The doctors there have developed reputations for being accomplished and progressive, and they're dedicated to giving you the best orthopedic care possible. They've even developed systems to ensure the wait time to see a doctor is minimal. They've got three easily accessible locations, Katy, Sugar Land, and Richmond. They've all got free parking right out in front of the building, and you can take care of everything in one spot. You do your consultation, diagnostic imaging, treatment, rehab, physical therapy, all in the same building, so you're not driving all over town, fighting traffic, paying for parking, and missing work. Give them a call today, 281-344-1715, or visit rbjc.com. You'll learn more about the doctors there. You can schedule an appointment online, and a physician referral may not even be necessary depending on your insurance. Give us a call to find out, 281-344-1715 for the Richmond Bone and Joint Clinic.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Live From the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Dude, is this show almost over?
This is it, bro. The week is almost over.
Golly.
Man. The week.
That just flew by. You know what? I do want to mention something because we haven't mentioned that it is the anniversary of 9/11, and I thought you had a very cool Facebook post earlier today about that and where you were at the time. And before we get to stupid stuff, I would if you could just repeat a couple of those things for the people, I think that'd be really cool.
On 9/11/2001, I had just gotten done with like something like a 9 mile run or something like that, and I was really hating the Army that day. I remember thinking that. And I had taken the first step. 9/11 was a Tuesday. That Monday, I'd taken the first step towards like transitioning out of the Army. And it all got kind of pushed back a little bit. But I was eating breakfast in the mess hall, 2nd Brigade Mess Hall at Fort Campbell, Kentucky. And the first plane hit, and people started to like switch the channel. And I remember thinking, hey, guys, I'm watching SportsCenter here. And I remember being upset that people were changing the channel to CNN or whatever it was. And and then I'm sitting there thinking, God, what kind of dummy flies an airplane? What a terrible pilot that guy must have been. And then a second plane hit, and I remember thinking, oh, man, this is bad. And kind of getting what was going on. And we didn't leave base. No one left base for like even the guys who had families and things like that didn't leave base for like 6 days. It was fully like battle prepped, everything ready to go, you know, had our bags packed. That night was how crazy it was. It got really intense. No one was allowed on or off base. It was just a mess. And I'm sure that's how every base in the country was. But yeah, I remember like being, you know, like what a dummy, and then feeling really disappointed and upset about what was happening and like the realization of what was happening. And little did I know, man, that would affect the guys that I was working with, you know, for the next hell, even up until now, some of them. So it's always a day for me to think about that time and think about the guys that I served with who are still over there fighting that war, even though, you know, I don't want to get into what wars are the right wars and things like that, but nonetheless, whatever wars they're told to go fight, they're doing it. So I always this is a day I think of that.
Anyway, yeah, and I thought, like I said, I thought your Facebook post was really cool. So thank you for sharing that with everybody. Let me give something away. Two tickets.
Crazy, 14 years ago. Man.
Yeah, I mean it's amazing how fast time flies. You know, my daughter had just she was born right after that, which is why I always remember it, because my ex was very, very pregnant with her and very difficult to deal with, obviously. But she was born on October 1st of 2011, so a few weeks later. So it always – that's how I realize how long it's been.
Yeah.
You're going to win two tickets to the first annual Arts and Drafts Houston, presented by Ziegenbach Amber Beer, Goose Island IPA, and Grandma's Boys Lemonade, benefiting La Rosa Family Services Saturday, September 19th. At the Silo Houston, it's a celebration of beer, art, and entertainment. Tickets are just $30 in advance, so get yours now at artsanddraftshou.com and enjoy the works of local artists, craft beers, and Spike Lemonade. Caller number 12. Now let's do stupid stuff.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week.
I do want to say I appreciate everybody who emailed me about this yesterday, and I agree that I was being, yeah, I wasn't properly explaining why I just didn't want to talk about it. And so that's why.
Sometimes you get on thing. What was that?
I just knocked over something. Not a big deal.
Is it just me, or do you get a little nervous when Jong asks us a question and says, oh, nothing?
Yeah.
Nothing to worry
about.
He's
like, hey, are you off next Friday? Even though we've been talking about me being off next Friday for like a month or two now.
He's a busy man, though.
And then I say, yeah. And he said, where are you going? I said, New Orleans. Oh, okay. What's going on? Is that a problem? No, nothing.
Is that an Asian thing where they make you feel guilty?
I don't have a lot of Asians in my life that make me feel guilty.
Based on my experience with one person, I'll make that stereotype.
Okay.
Why not?
That's fair.
All right. So since it is What Are the Odds Wednesday, let's grab some phone calls. Let's get you guys involved. David. David. Donde está David? How about the top 20 passwords used on Ashley Madison? Number 8, dragon. What the hell?
That's something that I think Fred would use.
Yeah, I probably would.
He would use dragon QWERTY.
Number 9.
Anti-dragon.
Anti-dragon, that's it. Oh. Let's do the trio of cops declining the suspect's sex acts offer. According to her Facebook page, she's studying philosophy at the University of Florida.
No.
I bleep, therefore I am. Is that kind of where she's going with it?
Yep.
The wise man knows what he does not... No, never mind. I better not say that. If you're attacking a guy from behind, blindsiding him, whether who's not supposed to be in the play, just the same as somebody attacking you in the parking lot, it's an assault, man. Yeah, there's no difference.
So you want quarterbacks to press charges against the defensive line?
No, because they're supposed to get hit, you knucklehead. They're out there playing to get hit, referees or not.
I regret asking this question.
Now I'm reading his stuff. He said those comments are why you get the backlash you do. I'm not worried about backlash.
No.
Because... like, you know what I worry
about?
You're
the only person backlashing. Everybody else is agreeing with us. So you know, maybe that's a you problem.
You know what I worry about? Ratings. I worry about ratings. I worry about revenue. I worry about sponsors. That's pretty much it.
Our sponsors love us.
Yeah.
Our ratings love us.
We're going to survive you calling Brian Hoyer a bucket of snot.
If I had stuttered when I did it, would it have been better? I
probably would have made it worse.
Okay.
Yeah. Stupid stuff. What's it this week? Oh, fun week. What a fun week. You know the best thing? I've been in a good mood all day. Not even the texters could, even though they tried. They couldn't take me out of a good mood today.
No, good.
Sorry. Oh, it's going to be a fun weekend. I hope everybody has a great one. We'll be back here Monday. Well, actually, it'll be at Tupelo's Monday. Get your butt out there. That'll be awesome. Want to thank Jong Lee. Great job. RJ Bell. Great job as always. AJ Hoffman. Great job as always. You know what? I was really good today. I'm giving myself a B-.
I'll go give you a B, man.
Ah, B minus.
It's the best show you've given me in a long time. Feel like I didn't carry the show by myself. Felt good.
All right, we'll see you guys on Monday. Stay sportsy, bitches.
ESPN 97.5.